A Victoria Police Superintendent has today denied investigators were running a, quote, Get Pell operation in the latest evidence to be taken at Cardinal George Pell's committal hearing in Melbourne. But police have conceded that they failed to investigate some crucial elements of the case, which may prove he couldn't have committed the crimes he's accused of. The Cardinal is facing multiple historical sexual offence charges involving multiple complainants, charges he strenuously denies. Samantha Donovan is continuing to follow the hearing for us. Sam, what has the court heard about this investigation?
Well, Linda, the court heard today that Victoria Police set up Operation Tethering in 2013 to investigate George Pell. The Cardinal's QC, Robert Richter, suggested to Victoria Police Superintendent Paul Sheridan that it was an operation looking for a crime. And the superintendent acknowledged that at the time it was set up, no allegations against the Cardinal had been reported to police. And the court heard it took 2 years for any allegations to be made that actually led to charges. So the defence today is challenged detectives on what led up to the laying of charges against the Cardinal in June last year. They've been cross-examined on a number of issues, including why they never asked for permission to access the psychiatric records of the complainants who've made the allegations against George Pell. The court heard, for example, that the first person to make an allegation to this police task force was just out of a psychiatric hospital, and it ended up he was in fact speaking about crimes committed by the paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale. So no charges were laid relating to that allegation against Cardinal Pell, of course. The psychiatric records of another complainant obtained by the defence show that man spoke to his psychiatrist about being abused by a nun, but he never told that same doctor that George Pell had done anything inappropriate to him. Detective Senior Constable David Ray gave evidence he didn't know why permission to access the psychiatric records of complainants weren't requested by police.
And Sam, what other concerns did the defence raise about the police investigation?
The timing of the laying of the charges was also raised today. Detective Senior Constable Ray gave evidence that his superior officers were furious that the book on Cardinal Pell, written by ABC journalist Louise Milligan, was published last year before the laying of the charges and while the investigation was continuing. He was asked by Mr Richter if police thought the book had a chance of interfering with the case, to which the detective replied, "We weren't pleased," and he agreed police had been worried it might interfere with the course of justice. The court heard police had raised with Victoria's DPP that something should be done to stop the publication of the book, but they were gazumped, in Mr. Richter's words, by the publication of the book being brought forward.
And Sam, I understand there was some drama today between the defence lawyers and the magistrate?
Yes, Linda. Cardinal Pell's QC, Mr Richter, this morning asked the magistrate, Belinda Wallington, to disqualify herself from this case and therefore on ruling whether Cardinal Pell is to stand trial, because he claimed she had a biased view of the evidence. This came when the magistrate had interrupted Mr Richter during a line of questioning, but she rejected his application and the hearing continued. It's due to finish tomorrow, Linda, with two more police officers to be the final witnesses, we understand.
Samantha Donovan reporting.